If you talk to a parent who has a young child with autism, the conversation will eventually lead to the cliff. Lori Ireland and several of her friends are real familiar with the cliff.
As they aged, we saw the handwriting on the wall, so to speak, which is kind of referred to as the cliff, and the level of services really fall off.
The cliff becomes real visible when a young person with autism spectrum disorder reaches his or her early 20s and is no longer able to attend high school. Laura Klinger is a leading autism researcher at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine. She's also director of the university's autism program called TEACH.
After graduation, about 35% of people with autism sit home and do nothing. Not college, not employment, not vocational training. They sit home and do nothing. And that leads to real sense of depression.
That's why the Ireland family, friends, and supporters decided to find jobs for their autistic children, even if they had to create the jobs themselves. Greg Ireland.
By the way, we measure ourselves a little differently. For us, if we give somebody a meaningful hour of employment, that's our goal.
So the business model they came up with is EV for Extraordinary Ventures, based in Chapel Hill. It's home to several small businesses, including a bus cleaning business, an office solutions and packaging business, and a successful laundry service.
Make sure there's no wrinkles. And you fold one side, unfold. Fold the other side, unfold.
Patrick Eden is 22 years old. He's worked for EV Laundry for more than a year.
I like the people, and I like giving quality work.
And it's that quality work that has quickly moved Eden up the ranks to assistant manager. Tom Kuhl is director of operations at EV.
The success that Extraordinary Ventures has had, the success that EV Laundry has had, is because of Patrick. And because of guys like Patrick that are just blossoming when given the opportunity.
A growing number of small businesses are employing workers with autism. A conference earlier this year in Chapel Hill featured family businesses like Poppin' Joe's Gourmet Kettle Corn in Lewisburg, Kansas, and Arthur & Friends, a greenhouse operation business in Newton, New Jersey. Thomas Deary and his family opened Rising Tide Car Wash in Parkland, Florida, to provide meaningful work for his autistic brother.
When car washes are run really well, they're very structured, they're very routinized, lots of really well-defined processes, and those are situations that people with autism really excel in, something that is structured, that's concrete, and cleaning a car is pretty concrete.
Experts studying autism say keep the jobs coming. That's because in the U.S., about 50,000 kids on the autism spectrum turn 18 every year. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.